wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Well, dear hearts, it's time for our consular prayer for the month of September. We want to go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of this nation, the nations of the world, and the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. Our very first item, we're going to pray for the leadership of the church in the nations of the world, that they will be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Got it? We're going to pray for the leadership in the nations of the world, the leadership of the church in the nations of the world, that they will be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne in a continuing fashion on behalf of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. Father, we're asking you to deliver those from systems of religion that have been deceived, because we're asking you, Father God, we're praying for the leadership of the church in the nations of the world, that they will be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, even when they have to stand against other expressions of religious activity, Father. Make them strong, Father. Encourage them. Strengthen them. We're asking you, Father God, to protect, deliver, and defend the spiritual leadership in the nations of the world. We're asking you, Father God, that they will be strong in the Lord and the power of your might. We're asking you, Father God, to deliver those who have been deceived. We're asking you to destroy the works of Satan that's coming against them. We pray for their marriages. We pray for their families. We pray for that expression of ministry in which you have placed them, that they can be strong in the Lord and the power of your might, that they will not surrender. They will not submit. They will not compromise, but they will remain strong in the Lord and the power of his might, regardless of what it might cost them as an individual, as a man of God, as one who declares the word of God. So, Father, we're asking you, as we pray for the leadership of the church in the nations of the world, oh, Father God, that they will be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please do it, Lord. Please do it. Our second item, we're going to pray asking God to defeat the satanic agenda in the nations of the world for so long as he will do so. I keep telling you, God has turned all of his work over to the church. We are the body of Christ on earth today. We have to advance the kingdom of God, and we have to advance the kingdom of God in the face of satanic opposition. So we're going to pray, asking God to defeat the satanic agenda in the nations of the world for so long as he will do so. Now let me tell you how long he will do it. Until the church fails. When the church fails in her walk with him, when the church becomes so complacent that she is no longer a threat to the enemy, that's when we have to watch for. So we're going to pray asking God to defeat the satanic agenda in the nations of the world for so long as he will do so. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne on behalf of the kingdom of God. And Father, we come at this time asking you to defeat the satanic agenda in the nations of the world for so long as you're willing to do so. And as I understand your word, Father God, you have turned all of your work over to the church. We are the bride of Christ. We are the body of Christ on earth today. And Father God, we're asking you in the holy and precious name to defeat the satanic agenda. We make no doubt about it. We realize that Satan has an agenda. And we're asking you to defeat the satanic agenda in the nations of the world for so long as you are willing to do so. And when I pray it that way, Father, I understand that you've turned all of your work over to the church. It is up to the church to hinder and to restrict the work of Satan in the nations of the world. And we have failed in so many respects, but we're coming before your throne and we're asking you for fresh anointing, fresh insight, fresh wisdom. We're asking you to anoint us, my Father, my God. We're asking you to use us. We want you to defeat the satanic agenda in the nations of the world for so long as you will do so. And we understand, Father, you have turned all of your work over to the church. You have turned all of your work over to the church. Stir the hearts of the people of God. Anoint them, equip them, stir their hearts, that they will stand in the hedge, make up the gap on behalf of the kingdom of God. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, please do it, Lord. Our third item, we're going to pray, asking God to neutralize the leadership in the nations of the world that would be used by Satan to advance his agenda. Got it? We're going to pray, asking God to neutralize the leadership in the nations of the world that would be used by Satan to advance his agenda. God uses people. Satan uses people. The Bible is full of those that God used. It is full of those that Satan used. And the same thing takes place today. So, again, we're going to pray, asking God to neutralize the leadership of the nations of the world that would be used by Satan to advance his kingdom. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we understand that every position of leadership in the nations of the world is either filled with someone who represents you or they represent Satan. It's that simple. Every position of leadership in the world is occupied by someone who represents you or represents Satan, regardless of that political entity with which they are a member and associated, regardless of what their posture was when they came into office, what their promises were. Father, we understand that every single member of the Parliament, of the Senate, of the House, of the Congress, of whatever political party and position and station in the nations of the world, every individual there is either a child of God or a child of the devil, starting at the very top. So, Father, we're asking you to neutralize the leadership in the nations of the world that would be used by Satan to advance his agenda. We won't ask you or try to tell you how to neutralize them, but we're asking you to neutralize the leadership in the nations of the world that would be used by Satan to advance his agenda, because we understand that in every nation under the sun, in every position of authority, every position of power and authority, that individual is either a child of God or a child of Satan. And I think sometimes we lose sight of that, Father. So, Lord, we're asking you to neutralize the leadership in the nations of the world that will be used by Satan to advance his kingdom. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, do it, please, Lord, do it. All right, our fourth item. We're going to pray asking God to purge the pulpits of the nations of the world of its political correctness. You got it? Too many pulpits have become politically correct, regardless of its denomination or religious affiliation. Too many have become politically correct. So we're going to pray, asking God to purge the pulpits of the nation, of the world, of its political correctness. We do not need political correctness in the pulpits. We need the Spirit of God. We need the anointing of God in the pulpits. So once again now, pray, asking God to purge the pulpits of the nations of the world of its political correctness. Pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne, and we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to purge the pulpits of the nations of the world of their political correctness. Anymore, political correctness seems to be the order of the day in so many expressions of life. But that is not to be the life of the church. The life of the church is to be spirit-enabled, spirit-empowered, spirit-led. And so, Father God, we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to purge the pulpits, not just in this nation, but in the nations of the world. Regardless, Heavenly Father, of what identification label they may wear, purge them. Purge, we pray, in Jesus' name, the pulpits of the nations of the world of political correctness. Once again, compromise is the language of the devil. And we may call it any number of things, but it's still compromise. We can call it political correctness, but it's compromise. And we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit in the pulpits of the world, in every expression of the kingdom of God. We're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, purging, cleansing the pulpits in the nations of the world of their political correctness, their compromise, their willingness, Father God, to embrace that which you despise, that which you detest. Too many pulpits are willing to embrace that. So we're asking you, Father, purge the pulpits. Purge the pulpits of the nations of the world of their political correctness. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please do it, Lord. Please do it. Our fifth item. We're going to pray asking God to provide relief and restoration to the church and to Christians undergoing persecution in those nations where it is occurring. And it is occurring, folks. It is occurring. This probably never crosses your mind because you have such liberty and such freedom here in your expression of worship and praise, attending church. I have read of churches that meet in China, and they go through the hymn book never making a sound, but only voicing the words, if you will, inwardly, moving their lips, moving their mouth, but not bringing the words out verbally. Islamic nations, there's all kinds of different places where the people of God are not really free to worship as they would like. So we're going to pray, asking God to provide relief and restoration to the church and the Christians undergoing persecution wherever it is occurring. Whatever nation, whatever is going on, we're going to pray, asking God to provide relief and restoration to the church and to Christians undergoing persecution in those nations where it is occurring. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne now, asking you to provide relief and restoration to the church and to Christians undergoing persecution in those nations where it is occurring. Father, we read of the atrocities in China, North Korea, Islamic nations. We read of the atrocities being carried out against Christians in those lands. Father God, we understand that you allow what the church allows. We are the body of Christ on earth today. And from everything I can understand from the scriptures, Father God, in this hour, in this day, in the life of this nation and the nations of the world, you permit what the church permits. So, Father God, there's so much that is not spirit approved nor spirit anointed in so many systems of religion and in so many political systems of the world. So, Father God, in those nations, we find the church under persecution. We find Christians being persecuted. So we're asking you to provide relief. We're not trying to tell you how to do it, but we're asking you to provide relief and restoration to the church and to Christians undergoing persecution in those nations where it is occurring, whatever you may have to do to provide this relief, Father God. Do it. We're asking you to do it. And it's my understanding that you allow what the church allows. You allow, and Father, it's not just the church in America. It's the church worldwide. You have a family worldwide. In every nation of the world, you have a remnant. And Father, the remnant many times is suffering. So Father, we're asking you to provide relief and restoration to the church and to Christians undergoing persecution where it is occurring. And this we ask in Jesus' name. All right, now we get to that point where we pray for you. We pray for you, your concerns, your burdens, and your problems. Here's what I want you to do. In the next 6, 7, 8 minutes, I want you to go before the throne of God and express your heart. Express your need. Express your need, what you would really like to see God do in your family or in your marriage or in your body. That's what I want you to pray. Because I'm going to come along in a few moments and we're going to call this entire assembly together to pray for you, your concerns, your burdens, and your problems. So right now, go before the throne of God. What is your request? What is your request before God? Or maybe you have numerous requests. Take them before the throne of God right now. They will come along in a moment and we'll join you in praying those together. God bless you as you do this. Now at this time in our consular prayer, you are submitting your personal request, your needs, your concerns, your burdens before the throne of God. We'll pray it together in a moment, but continue to do so. Righteous Heavenly Father, my Lord and my God, before the prayer request is made, you know what the need is. You know what the need is. You know the need, Father God, before we even came into this time together. You knew what needs were there. And so many times you're waiting for your children to come before you and ask for your relief. You know the need. And Father God, nothing about us or our needs surprises you. Nothing has happened to us that caught you by surprise. Nothing that the enemy has introduced into our life, against our bodies, against our marriages, against our finances, against our homes, whatever it may be. Nothing caught you by surprise. But Father God, we're going to ask you. Your word says you have not because you ask not. Well, we're asking. We're asking you to move in a way that only you can move. We're asking you, Father God, to bring the relief, bring the restoration, bring the healing to that body, bring the healing to that relationship, bring the healing to that marriage. And Father, whatever the need may be, it may be employment, Father God, whatever the need may be, we're asking you to honor the needs that have been brought before your throne in this consular prayer. And in the name of Jesus, we bind all the power of the enemy that would in any way restrict or hinder or prove to be an obstacle to those prayers being answered. So we're asking you, Father God, override and overrule. Override and overrule everything the enemy would inject and bring relief, bring victory, bring healing, bring restoration. And this we pray and ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you so much for being a part of this Contra Prayer. Until we get a chance to get together and do this again, be ever so blessed. Be ever so blessed.